1450, streaming at WGNSradio.com, on our smartphone apps, and always at the game. The game.
Get to a better State Farm.
It's Prep Basketball on WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Primetime Sports Team.
Long three, swish.
Off the glass, it's good.
Driving all the way in, layup good.
For three, it's in there.
It's time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
This is Andy DeGraw with Intersource. We're proud to bring you this broadcast of high school sports. For DirecTV in Rutherford County, you've got to go to the source, Intersource. 815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
Rutherford County's biggest sports events are on News Radio WGNS.
The Lady Blaze are state champions, along with it, our national champs. It's taken 49 years, but the drought is over. The Blackman boys are your state champions.
Now to the WGNS Primetime Sports Team, who are standing by live with the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, on this Championship Sunday. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins from the floor of the Murphy Center. Monty Hill Arena, side of the Class AAA Girls State Championship. One thing that we can definitively say here at 12:46 p.m. is that Rutherford County will be the home of the next Class AAA state champion. John?
We don't need any prognosticators or anything like that.
We're
in good shape.
It's decided.
It's going to be from Rutherford County.
A lot of folks have talked about the history and the historical aspect of that, and obviously it is. If you think back during the Central days, there was no one that they could meet in the championship, I guess, other than maybe a Kittrell or somebody like that. And the classifications were a lot different than they are today. Then in the Riverdale-Oakland era, which lasted from, the mid-70s until the creation of Blackman and Siegel, you know, you had the opportunity, I guess, with Smyrna in there as well. But the years all of that happened, there wasn't another team from Rutherford County that was on that same par, and here we have two Rutherford County teams that are battling it out for the championship for the first time in city history, and I've looked back and did some research, John, and it may have happened in the past in Class AAA, but I can't find it, where two teams from one city have played, or in the same district even.
Well, I think the reason some of that has happened is Murfreesboro is a great place to live. People have moved in, they like the area, and since, 2007, it's been growing, you know. That's been the era that it's been growing, and I think it's reflective of all of our high schools that part of that, and plus really good coaching out there too. So that kind of appeals to people, and if you want your child to play, they want to go to a winning program.
Prior to 2006, in that general vicinity, John, it was the Shelbyville era in Class AAA basketball. Rick Ensel won umpteen state championships with Shelbyville. And when he left to come here to Middle Tennessee, that left the door open for, you know, the athletes were going to Shelbyville, if you will, to play basketball. Well, now they're coming to Rutherford County. And when they come to Rutherford County, there are many places that they can pick and choose to go. And a lot of the top athletes are coming right here to play girls basketball.
Well, that's evident because we've got a Stewart's Creek team that did make it through the district with, 19-20 wins. I mean, that's almost unheard of. And they've even played toe-to-toe with some of these teams and won, beat some of these teams in scrimmages that were in the state tournament.
So, well, a regular season win over Mount Juliet, which lost to Blackman by 10. So that tells you the competitive nature of this district. The last 9 years, did a little research on this, in the last 9 years, 7 state champion or runner-up trophies have belonged here in Rutherford County, have been here. And since 2007, John, we have had a string of this 9 years of having teams in the state tournament. Michael Bird and the Riverdale Warriors winning it all in 2007. In 2008, a heartbreaking loss for Steve Willie out of District 9 AAA. 38-36 loss to Cleveland that year. The Blackman girls in the state tournament for their first time ever in 2009, and a three-point loss. But since then, since 2010, there's been a team in the championship game, and we have won 5 of the 6. and the other year was 2011, and that's what you and I refer to as the Taisha Petty eye poke year. It was Riverdale was playing Memphis Central in that game, and we were right here where we are right now.
Yeah, exactly.
and we witnessed one of the most gruesome things that we've ever seen in terms of an injury on the back of the basketball floor. That was Coach Wild's, I guess, is that was in the John Wild era. Riverdale won it all in 2010, runner-up in 2011. They won it all in 2012, were state and national champions in 2013. And they did that with head coaches John Wild, Hillary Hodges, in reverse order, and Corey Barrett. And, of course, in 2014.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley.
Champion.
If you don't like the weather,
2014, your state and national champion was the Blackman Lady Blaze. This year, Blackman here to defend that title and looking to go back-to-back, John, and for the first time since Riverdale did it in 12-13.
I think it's all a testament to me being on the broadcasting crew.
You think?
I'm going to take full credit for all of it.
Well, what a run we've had.
I've been a very lucky man to be sitting down here on the floor all these many years, and Jeff's seen a few. You've seen them all, just about, really. And so we just feel very fortunate, and I'm glad somebody decided to let me come and do some broadcasting with you guys. And you and Jeff let me do that, and it's been quite a run. And I'm hoping to continue that in at least the next few years, the run. I haven't decided who's going to be there, but we're going to have somebody next year, too.
Well, I'm thinking that the cotton's still pretty tall here in Rutherford County. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to jump into the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup even more here on the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. Some thoughts from Coach Chad Hibden and Coach Jennifer Grandstaff on this game coming up. As we continue, it's almost game time. We're about 11 minutes away from the starting lineups and the introductions here. It's Blackman versus Oakland for all the marbles in the Class AAA Girls State Championship. You're listening to State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships from News Radio WGNS.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley. If you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change. Which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up. Like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Do you ever think much about the energy you use at home? Maybe.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Please join us every day for lunch, Monday through Friday, where we have our famous Toots Lunch Special. All specials are only $4.99 and each come with an entree and a side dish. We have wings or chicken fingers on Monday. We have burgers on Tuesday. Chicken fingers or buffalo fingers on Wednesday, salads and chicken sandwiches on Thursday, and our seafood baskets on Friday, all for $4.99. Come to Toots.
Hello, this is Jimmy Evans, owner of Evans Auto Exchange. Do you need a good used truck? I've got over 100 in them in stock. Prices from $5,000 to $15,000. I got virtually every make and model. See EvansAutoExchange.com on the web. That's our name, Evans Auto Exchange, then.com. You'll be glad you did. Bring your trade in and come see us at 2240 Northwest Broad. That's the old Neil Sandler building.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
Get you a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
Get you a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Andy Womack, and I can help get you to a better state. 890-0850.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
The DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource. 815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
We're continuing coverage from the Blue Cross Basketball Championships. It's Championship Day here in Class AAA. Murfreesboro in the spotlight as Oakland takes on Blackman. Two teams from the same district battling it out. The gold ball will stay in Rutherford County, and it's a team that Oakland knows all too well. They have seven losses on the year. Four of those, to this point, have come at the hands of the Blackman Lady Blaze. So Coach Jennifer Grandstaff, who talks to us here on the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup, certainly knows everything there is to know about taking on the Blackman Lady Blaze today.
Blackman's so talented. I think we're just so excited to be in a championship game. You know, we're gonna come and compete and battle with whoever.
Well, it's just been, what, 5-6 years ago that you were just trying to get one or two wins a year, and to see the program where it is today, that I know a lot of hard work has gone into it, and those girls helped to build what you've got going here to this championship.
You know, most high school programs, you have a lot of highs, you have a lot of lows, and we went through a low about 6 years ago, and we've been rebuilding ever since. You know, but if you look back at our history at Oakland, you know, we've had a lot of success. I mean, we've been in the state tournament. This is our fourth time now at Oakland, and just proud of the kids that attend Oakland High School and have stuck through the tough times and believe in each other, believe in the coaching staff, and believe in what we do at Oakland, and good things have happened because of that.
From Jennifer Grandstaff to Coach Chad Hibden, of course, his team has had to defend themselves against the Oakland onslaught here for four games. The closest game was a six-point win by Blackman in the district championship game. He knows that if they're here in this championship game, they're obviously plenty good. His thoughts on facing the Lady Patriots today.
Man, anything we've talked about, anything that's taken our focus away from what we do, because we can't control the other side of the bracket. We can obviously only control what we do. And
that has to say a lot about where you've come and to go through the district that you've gone through, that you're playing a team from the same district for the state championship.
It's tough. But we talk about with these young ladies, the toughness that you have is mental, physical, and emotional. And it's a grind. It's a roller coaster ride through the season. And, we knew how good Oakland was, and we knew that, they had a good shot as anybody else in the state, of doing the things that make you successful and making a state tournament run. They do the things the way that you need to, and they've got the talent to be able to do it, and that's why they're there.
There's still one more game.
You know, we don't celebrate, those things and accomplishments, but we sure do enjoy them with our family, with our friends, with our teammates, and that's what's important, to be able to enjoy it while you go and know that, well, let's enjoy it, but let's not, forget the ultimate prize, and for us, earning the right to play for the gold ball is special.
Coach Chad Hibden there, and prior to that, Coach Jennifer Grandstaff joining us here on the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show and the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. Rick's Barbecue with two Rutherford County locations. Great lunch option for you if you're out and about listening to the game today. Wish you were here, but if you're out listening to the game today after church, look
looking for something to grab for dinner really quick, stop on in Rick's Barbecue to Go out on Memorial Boulevard, or the dine-in and drive-through location on Warrior Drive. Thanks to Mike Lanning and the entire Lanning family for their support of high school sports here on News Radio WGNS and the Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. When we return here to the Murphy Center, we'll have more conversation right here on News Radio WGNS as we continue the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show on State Farm Prep Basketball.
I'm Beverly Barker with First National Bank of McMinnville, and I'm the Business Development Officer at the Murfreesboro Branch on Gateway Boulevard. If you know me, you know I'm absolutely committed to one-on-one banking relationships. First National Bank of McMinnville offers a great opportunity for that personal banking relationship I value so much. Give me a call at 893-1228 or come see me at 1708 Gateway Boulevard. First National Bank of McMinnville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
The DirecTV by Intersource difference, customer service.
We're going to run into people that are using DirecTV service. When I see you at the grocery store, I want to be able to walk up to you and know that you've gotten the best in customer service. I don't want to be ducking down behind the green beans.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-8255.
Got a big bunch to feed? Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue has the answer.
Family pack is a very popular item. I think it's priced real well. The picnic pack will serve probably 8 to 12 people.
And if you have even more hungry mouths to feed?
We cater to any size group. We'll quote them a price over the phone. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
From 1 to 1001, it's Rick's Barbecue. Two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts, a family business that's been in this community for 24 years. Sprint by Cellular Concepts is your wireless provider for MTSU athletics. We're on Medical Center Parkway next to the hospital behind Red Robin. We're also located on Sam Ridley Parkway in the Target Center in Smyrna. And we have a store in the Providence area in Mount Juliet next to Pier 1. Sprint by Cellular Concepts. A locally owned and operated business.
This is Rick Sane encouraging you to visit Reeves Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial. We have a product that we've trademarked called Medipack. Medipack is a compliance packaging. So if someone's on 2 medications or 10 medications, the caregivers that are taking care of maybe an elderly person that worries about how they're taking it, if they're taking it on time, if they're taking it right, we can customize and package that medication so that that patient knows they're taking it on time and in the right way. Medipack. It's at Reeves Sane Drugstore at 1801 Memorial.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
The DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource.
815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
We are back here and about a minute away from starting lineups. It's Blackman, it's Oakland, and John, this is something that is very, very, very difficult. Because, number one, getting to a state championship game is hard. We're spoiled here. Yes, I know. But for two teams from the same county, this is history.
Yeah, and a historic moment. And I'm glad to see the crowd really starting to pile in a little bit here and kind of honor these two teams. So no matter what happens today, it's a credit to Rutherford County and the kind of athletic programs they have across the county.
Definitely a very special day. Oakland and Blackman here on News Radio WGNS. We'll have coverage continuing in just a couple of moments. We invite you to stay tuned.
Hello, Lenny Farmer here for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Starting in this business of planning funerals, I told my daughters, when I die, just throw me into a cornfield somewhere and be done with it. I know where I'm going, so it doesn't matter. My eldest daughter looked at me and said, Daddy, we're not throwing you into a cornfield. We discussed the whole concept of funeral plans, and they taught me that my funeral wasn't for me, but for them. Have you planned your funeral for the sake of your family? Call me and let's discuss it at 893-2422. You'll be glad you did.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
You can depend on local family businesses like Roscoe Brown.
I'd call Roscoe Brown.
When your heating and air conditioning system goes out,
call Roscoe Brown.
When you have plumbing problems or your pipes freeze,
call Roscoe Brown.
Like Norman Brown says,
at Roscoe Brown, we fix frozen pipes and cold houses.
Roscoe Brown, that's who we trust.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Ah, the beautiful sound of tax refunds. They're here to help at the perfect time. Do you hear strange noises coming from your car? Are your brakes squealing, or is your vehicle pulling to one side? Bud's Tire Pros offers all the best tire brands, including Michelin and BF Goodrich, for safe, long-lasting tires that will keep you going for miles to come. All tires and automotive service are backed by their nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. Visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or online at budstireprostn.com.
I'm Kay Mitchell with Bud's Tire. Stop by Bud's Tire first.
Get to a better State Farm.
The DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource.
815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, State Park Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Awesome Heating and Air. And we want to remind you that we'll be broadcasting this game and in front of a very nice crowd, and the lights are out, and it is they're putting in all the works for this one.
We got all the great new bells and whistles here from the Murphy Center as the spotlights are shining on the floor, and it's a very special day here, obviously, as the Oakland Lady Patriots at 28-7 take on the defending state and national champion Blackman Lady Blaze, who are 31-2 on the year.
And what do I know? I thought they just lost electricity. Here were the starting lineups for today's championship game. And the play-by-play story is Brian Barrett.
All right, John, thank you so much. Winners trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air with your starting lineups today. First of all, for the Oakland Lady Patriots, Belmont signee number 23, Paris Lawson. She is a 5'9 senior guard, Paris Lawson. D1 commit and junior, Shelby Gibson, number 42, a 6'1 junior post, Gibson. Double zero, Ansley Eubank, a junior, 5'9 guard. Number 15, Hannah Eaglin, a 5'6 junior guard. And also Eastern Kentucky signee, senior, Abby Wright, 6-foot senior guard. Wright, Eaglin, Eubank, Gibson, and Lawson. Two seniors, three juniors in the lineup for the Oakland Lady Patriots. Junior Aaliyah Patterson and sophomore Deja Boyd will see some action today, most likely. For the Blackman Lady Blaze, the defending state champion in Class AAA, going for back-to-back. They are also the defending national champion as well. UConn signee, number 32, Crystal Dangerfield, a 5'5 junior guard. Number 10, it's Mimi Jackson, University of Tennessee signee and a senior, 5'10 guard. Number 12, D1, obviously for KK Williams in store. She is a 5'10 senior guard, Williams. Also getting a lot of D1 looks is Jazz Bond. She's just a junior at 6'4 and a forward.
number 24. And number 34, senior MTSU commit Alex Johnson, a 6'1 senior post. So Blackman going with three seniors and two juniors, Johnson, Bond, Williams, Jackson, and Dangerfield. And John, with Dangerfield and Bond coming back, and also for Oakland with Gibson, Eubank, and Eaglin coming back, these two teams in the state championship, they're going to be in the mix.
Exactly, and they're playing a lot of young kids along with them. Patterson's going to be back for Oakland. The O'Neill kid, I believe, and Deja Boyd, I believe, will be back as well for Blackman. They've got a slew of them down there. Mia Greatrix. They're in very good shape.
It's about game time, and just listen to this crowd. Great crowd. Good student sections from both. Blackman in the navy uniforms, trimmed in orange and white. Orange numbers. Oakland in the whites. They are trimmed in red and navy. Gibson and Bond jumping center. And they're going to re-jump here. Both kind of mistimed it. Grins on both sides. They're going to do it again here.
I wonder if one of the officials asked, do you want me to throw it? Want me to throw it up?
Well, they're going to reset the clock because the clock started and 3 seconds ticked off. Let's do it again. This time it's tipped by Gibson and run down by Lawson. Oakland will be moving right to left as we see it, closely guarded by Dangerfield. Up the floor, left wing to Ansley Eubank, back to Eaglin. Eaglin stops, tries to pass down low, ball almost turned over. Wright goes in, goes to the rack and scores. Oakland draws first blood here.
Kind of got lucky there, got the bounce off the turnover nearly, and Wright went to the basket.
Just underway in this Class AAA state championship game. All Murfreesboro here today. Deep left corner, it's Dangerfield looking over in the left corner, far corner to Johnson, now around the horn. K.K. Williams, shot no good. Going up is Johnson. She's fouled. I think Eubank got her. And it is double zero. Ansley Eubank with the foul. And that will send Alex Johnson to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throw line for a couple of tosses. The first one is short. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air combines proven products with highly trained technicians to afford you the highest quality system. 615-890-1311. Shot it. Got it. Johnson puts the Lady Blaze on the scoreboard. 2-1. Full court. Blackman pressure. Eubank to Gibson near midcourt. Now to Lawson as they cross the timeline. Lawson over to Eubank. Back around the horn. They go over right side to Wright. Wright to Gibson. Back out. Eaglin for three. It's partially blocked by Bond. Put up in the hole. No. Missed by Paris Lawson. But there's a foul. Lawson is going to get a couple of free throws now, and the foul is on Mimi Jackson.
Today's game brought to you by DirecTV, by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. And, of course, as always, State Farm.
Free throws upcoming here for Paris Lawson, number 23. Shot it. Missed it. Both teams are a little tight. K.K. Williams, I watched her, John, shoot 15 in a row.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Out here in the right wing, and then this last one, she missed in the game. So Lawson hits one of two from the free throw line. Oakland has struggled in this tournament from the free throw line, except they had a long stretch yesterday. Inside to Johnson, turn, spins, the five-footer good.
Oakland in a zone. That time, Johnson found a seam in the zone and was able to take a little short jumper.
We're tied at three. Lawson lost the basketball, picked up by Gibson. Gibson over to Eaglin. And the junior takes one dribble, gives it off to Lawson. Back left side, Eubank. Ansley drives, gets their baseline, goes up, shot is short. Rebound, K.K. Williams. Williams to Dangerfield. One of two missed basketball finalists. She passes to the other, and that's Johnson. Ball is going to be knocked away, last by Oakland. K.K. to inbound in the end zone here, standing on between the D and the E and Raiders. Inbounds pass to Mimi Jackson in the corner, right side, K.K. Williams. That whistle is Coach Hibden calling a new play.
looking at a 2-3 zone by Oakland. Putting some pressure on the out front. Jazz Bond, baseline J, is up no good. Rebound Jackson there, missed the shot. Rebound Williams, this won't go. Johnson with the rebound, it's good! And there is a foul.
Just determination that time by Blackman. They did a really good job of blocking out, and nobody from Oakland could get into to the block to even get a rebound.
That is Eubanks' second foul. There was some discussion by the officials of whether that was a basket. They are going to count it. And the plus one is good by Johnson. She's got all six of Blackman's points. It's 6-3, Lady Blaze leading. 5:48 left here in the first. Eubank with two fouls, bringing it down the floor. She's got to be very careful. Eaglin now left wing, back to Eubank. She brings it back out to Gibson, now right side. Right, looks over the three, doesn't take it. Takes a couple of dribbles, drives in to Eaglin now, and Eaglin going to have to bring it back out to Lawson, cutting through. Down low, Gibson wide open, baseline left side.
Just amazing how Lawson was able to see her at the last second. Beautiful pass.
Blackman by one. This in the region championship game. It was a tie ball game at 27 at the half. Then Blackman went on a 29-2 run to win that ball game in the region championship. Here a close one in the first quarter. Johnson back to Dangerfield right side. The last girls basketball game of the year for Rutherford County. Right side, Dangerfield in the corner. Jackson for three. Baseline, Jay, no good. Wright picks it up. Up the floor to Paris Lawson. Back to Wright. Wright looking in, nothing there. To Eaglin, left side. They feed the beast inside. Going to work is Gibson. Shelby Gibson with 4 points and Oakland up by one. Dangerfield drives, glides in there, hop in the lane, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Eubank, up the floor. Eaglin goes left side, goes up, has it blocked. Eaglin runs down the loose ball, now it's on the floor. There's going to be a tie ball, and it's going to be an Oakland turnover as the possession arrow is in favor of the Lady Blaze. 7-6.
They just swarm on defense. Blackman just swarmed Hannah that time and really just created that turnover.
Oakland 3-6 from the field. Blackman 2-7. That's your difference. 7-6. Oakland leads. Jackson right wing. Under 4 minutes to play. Johnson in the corner. Now back to Jackson. Over to K.K. Williams. Top of the key. K.K. back to Jackson from about 25. No good. Off the left side of the rim. Lawson with the rebound. Lawson drives left side. Going to pull up and give it to Eaglin. Top of the key. Now back left side to Lawson. Cutting through at the foul line is Wright. Takes a couple of dribbles. Goes up with the right hand. A bouncer won't fall. Handoff pass to Dangerfield. Crystal to the foul line. Goes all the way in there. Shot just short off the front of the rim. Eaglin with another rebound for Oakland. And now Lawson backs it back up. 3:13 to go in the first. Lawson takes it to the right side. Now backs it out. The feed down low, wide open. Eubank lays it in the hole. Great pass.
Well, that was sneaky pass that time. And Lawson is really seeing the floor really well right now.
Oakland by three. K.K. Williams to tie. Yes, sir. K.K.
Was like practice.
9-9 after that first bang three. Blackman's first of the game. Now 1 of 4 from three land. Right side, Lawson gives it up to Gibson at the wing spot. Takes a few dribbles to the foul line. Dips it out. A three by Eubank off the back of the rim. Deep rebound. Bond had it. Stolen away by Eaglin. In the lane. Right. Layup. Good. Abby Wright with 4. Oakland by 2, 11-9. Johnson in the corner. Williams looking over, looking inside. Not much there. Back out to Jackson for 3. Mimi Jackson. Back-to-back threes for the Lady Blaze.
That was way out there, too. I mean, that was a NBA 3.
Blackman by 1. Under 2 minutes to go now here in the first. Eubank to Gibson. Her three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound. Bond has it. Bond up the floor to Dangerfield. Crystal passes to K.K. Williams. She's open from the left side. No good. Rebound, Paris Lawson. Lawson down the center of the floor. Looks right. Now takes it left. Goes up. Is going to be hacked and fouled and will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Mimi Jackson, her second.
Today's game is brought to you by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard, near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
The first Steve Martin construction free throw for Lawson is no good. She'll have another. He'll work directly with you to build the home of your dreams, 904-9639. Lawson will have another toss. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound, Graytrix, who just came in. Graytrix to Williams. Oakland did not sub. Driving is Dangerfield right side, and Dangerfield lays it in the hole. She is just so quick. Also into the game is Angel Allen, a senior for the Lady Blaze. Eaglin dribbles around outside. Three-point Blackman lead, 14-11, 106 to go. They feed inside. They get it to Gibson. Gibson lays it in the hole. Shelby with six first quarter points.
Kind of faced a little double team, and they got it up high. They got the pass up high, and Shelby was able to make the move. And Brian, you talk about depth. Angel Allen, of course. Blackman probably a little bit more depth-wise, particularly a guard.
Allen, top of the key, passes over right side to Williams. Looks around, now passes left side to Angel Allen. Allen looking in, gets a screen, dumps it over to Dangerfield, left wing, pulls up for three, it's short. Rebound tipped up, controlled by Abby Wright with 28 seconds. Lawson looking up the floor. Lawson stops, looks around, now to Eaglin. Eaglin over right side to Ansley Eubank, and with 18 seconds, back to Lawson with 16. Oakland coach Jennifer Grandstaff calling the play with 12 seconds with 11 now. Lawson brings it to the left side with 9 with 8, a screen with 7 with 6. Looking down low, open underneath is Eubank to lay it in. Ansley Eubank, and there's your horn. Oakland leads by one after the first quarter of play in this Class AAA State Championship game. 15-14 Oakland. You're listening to State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships from News Radio WGNS.
Eyeshide Law Offices, providing all clients with professional legal representation and competent legal advice.
Hi, I'm Lisa Eyeshide, and at my law practice, we specialize in litigation involving family law, criminal defense, personal injury, wills and probate, conservatorships, and many of your legal needs.
Eyeshide Law Offices, 131 North Church Street, just off the square.
We are proud to support high school athletics in Rutherford County.
Online at eyeshidelaw.com.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through Auto Owners Insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Spring is just around the corner, and the folks at Martin's Home and Garden are here to get you ready. They have all of your early garden needs, such as potatoes and onion sets and other cool season crops coming soon. Now is a perfect time to start mending your garden soil. Try using Martin's blended topsoil, which combines rich topsoil and mushroom compost to give the plants that extra boost. Visit them on Northwest Broad Street across from Demas's, online at martinshomeandgarden.com and Facebook. Martin's Home and Garden, where beauty and quality meet.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS and the coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, T. Wright Properties, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, Tennessee Professional Training Institute, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Brian Barrett and John Dinkins here with you. Oakland with a one-point lead and the ball. Lawson to the right wing. Lawson dribbles around to the foul line. Ball tipped away by Allen. Allen, after the second Oakland turnover, to Williams. Left wing, three ball. Dangerfield, good.
Blackman shot 38% in that first quarter. Oakland 58%. Although Blackman has the lead now by two, and they do have three threes, so that's maybe the difference.
Gibson has it, top of the key. Gives it over to Eubank on the right wing spot. Left wing, Eaglund for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Gibson gets it to Lawson. Bounce pass down low. Double teamed is Gibson. And Gibson going to be fouled? No, she traveled. That was a tough spot to give it to Gibson. She did her best, but traveled in there, and the third turnover for Oakland.
Got that dribble down just a half a second too late.
Jackson going to check back in at the next dead ball.
Oakland defensively has got to watch Blackman with runs, because if they get on a run, they can really do some damage.
Trying to lob it inside, tipped away by Oakland. Eubank up the floor. Eaglund goes up. She's going to travel. She went up. She was going up to shoot. Thought about passing at the last moment, and then came down in the indecision and turned the ball over. That's the third turnover in a row for Oakland.
I think she was worried about being blocked. I really do. I think that just until, you know, well, that, feeling that was going to happen, and it already happened to her right. You're right. And so that call forced the turnover. That's the third Oakland turnover.
Blackman down low, and they get it to Bond off the left block. Her first bucket. And 5 points off of Oakland turnovers now for the Blackman Lady Blaze. Largest lead is four now for Blackman, 19-15, 6:14 to go here in the first half. Lawson, deep left corner to Eubank, down low. They get it inside to Gibson. Gibson wanted the foul, didn't get it. Loose ball picked up by Wright. She's fouled.
Third Blackman turnover resulted in a foul.
Foul is on Alex Johnson. Her first, third team foul. And that sends Wright to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Shot it. Got it. Fans Heating and Air. They're built on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930.
That was a huge turnover by Blackman. It enabled Abby Wright to hit, get a free throw. Now they may get the ball back.
Second free throw, no good. The rebound goes out of bounds. Oakland basketball. Blackman leads by three, but Oakland with the ball. The inbound coming here from Gibson. The toss is going to be tipped away by Bond. Oakland will inbound now from the side court in front of the Blackman bench. Lawson is going to trigger it in. Just under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Ansley Eubank has it now. Left side. Right. Takes a couple of dribbles. Goes behind the back. Then stripped away by Dangerfield. Dangerfield going to have a layup on the other end. It's good. Dangerfield with seven. And now a timeout, Oakland. 21-16, Blackman leading here on State Farm Prep Basketball coverage of the Class AAA State Championships. And, John, it's a 30-second message here from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company.
Well, Brian, when you need immediate results, there is no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyers to come to you. Bob Parks Auction will go to them with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. And our State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by IDIS Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Middle Tennessee Christian School, and State Farm.
We've been tied in this game two times. There have been five lead changes and 7 points scored by Blackman off of Oakland turnovers. It's 21-16. You can see Blackman leading. You can see what's their bread and butter. Driving it down the lane is Ansley Eubank. They bump, they reach and grab, and someone fouled Ansley. It'll be out of bounds. A foul on Allen. Fourth team foul for the Lady Blaze. The inbound pass is made, and Oakland has it to Wright. Open for three. It's no good. A little long. Rebound knocked away by Paris Lawson. It's going to be Blackman basketball. Length of the floor to go. Oakland retreating here defensively. No pressure on Blackman as Dangerfield trots it up the floor. Left side goes to Jackson. Top of the key, Johnson, now to Allen. Coming through off a screen is Dangerfield. Eight-footer, no good. Rebound. Gibson hauls in the rebound. Gibson, the pass to Paris Lawson. Blackman leads 21-16. Gibson now to Lawson. Right side, top of the key, right. Now left side, Eaglin has it. Bop backing out, faking the three is Eubank to right, left side. They get it into the corner. Paris Lawson's three, no good. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Jackson. Two on one, she's the one. In the lane, good. And we've got another timeout by Blackman. It's a 30-second break for us. The Lady Blaze lead Oakland 23-16 on State Farm. Prep basketball from News Radio WGNS. This is a media timeout. We'll take it right here. Be right back.
My name is Taylor Wright at T. Wright Properties Realtors in Murfreesboro. I've been in business for over 35 years, and we support all the local high schools, and I think they're doing a great job. T. Wright Properties is a company that does all facets of real estate, sales, rental, auctions, maintenance, and management. Call us for all your real estate needs. Visit us online at twrightproperties.com or at 895-9799.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Bud Morris, and I'm that State Farm agent. 893-1417.
I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland with the basketball after the timeout. Eaglin, left side, now right side to Lawson. Takes a couple of dribbles, handoff pass, goes to right. Now to Eaglin. They're working the right side of the floor. Lawson calls a new play. Oakland trailing Blackman 23-16. Blackman leading Oakland 23-16, however you'd like to look at it. Wright with the ball now, dribbles to the right side to Eaglin. Now back to Lawson, and she brings it back out front.
Well, not much there right now for Oakland offensively. Just can't find anybody open.
They are really doing a heck of a job on Gibson inside. Now Lawson drives, kicks it back out to Eubank. Back to Lawson, deep left corner. Now takes it to the wing spot. Flips it out, drawing the double team. To right, in the lane. Hook shot, no good. Rebound, there's going to be an over-the-back on Gibson. Didn't have position that time. Alex Johnson had the best position for that rebound. And that's the first foul on Gibson. Aaliyah Patterson is going to come in. Patterson comes in. Going out is Eaglin. So going with the two bigs, hopefully to make things a little tougher on Blackman, is Oakland here.
Patterson historically has played really well against Blackman, too, with that combination.
Still in a zone here are the Lady Patriots. Allen, bounce pass over to Bond, now back to Allen. Allen brings it back between the rings. Dangerfield lurking over in the left corner to K.K. Williams. K.K. pull-up is blocked, and Ansley Eubank got hit in the process, maybe poked in the eye.
Well, she was poked in the eye. It was an accident, pure accident, but
She went up to block the shot by K.K. Williams, and when she did, got poked in the left eye, I think.
K.K. came down as she was coming down is what happened. She's got those long arms extended. It's beautiful, pure shooter. And then when it was partially blocked, I think it altered her arm angle, and that's when it happened. And,
it's one of those things.
I had flashbacks, you know.
Well, it was nothing like what we saw that year with Taisha Petty in Riverdale. But, John, a lot of times what happens here is your eye muscle will not allow your eye to stay open because of the injury, maybe scratched eyeball or something like that, and you can't keep your eye open. Plus, it's watering. So she's going to come and have a seat on the sideline, and coming back into the game is Eaglin. She just can't keep her eye open is part of the problem.
Well, we heard Ty Petty's from here.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Well, the
vicious
person that poked her in the eye broke her finger, if that tells you anything about how severe it was. It was one of the rougher injuries we've ever seen.
Well, that was throwback Thursday. I guess let's get back to the game.
Pass down low. They get it inside. Jazz Bond missed the shot. Rebound put back. Williams won't fall. And the rebound, Gibson. Gibson to Lawson. Left side. They find Eaglin. They pass way outside. Running down the ball is Wright. She has to wait. Passes over to Patterson. She turns, spins, back out right wing to Wright. Top of the key, Eaglin. Eaglin takes a few bounces, got to get rid of it, and does to Lawson. Blackman putting on tremendous pressure. 2:05 to go in the first. Gibson pops out near midcourt to help. Blackman has pushed him out that far. Down low to Patterson in the lane. Pull-up jumper. Good. Going up against Johnson. That's a tough shot by the junior, Aaliyah Patterson. 23-18, Blackman. Top of the key is Dangerfield. A new play called here. Loose ball run down by
Chad Hibden's whistle. Distracted Dangerfield. A loose ball out there. But Angel picked it up.
Allen has it again. Now to Dangerfield on the left side. Pulls up from downtown. It's no good. Rebound. Gibson there for it. Gibson gives it over to Paris Lawson. Blackman a little cool here of late.
Well, they're not really looking inside either.
Patterson goes up. She is going to be fouled by Johnson, maybe. I think that is the case. And that is on Johnson. It is her second. And we'll send Aaliyah Patterson now to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Don't settle for calling that 800 number now. If you want local service, but with the same DirecTV channels, you need to call 615-815-1800. First free throw is good for Patterson. She will have another, and good. So she's got 4 points off the bench here in just the last couple of minutes. Oakland trails Blackman now by 3.
Going into the game very aggressive. Patterson had to sit on the bench quite a bit with foul trouble yesterday. She's come to play today for sure.
Left side, 3-ball is launched, and it is good.
Angel Allen with a big 3 from the corner.
They count that as a 3 or just a 2? Just a 2.
That's a 3, I believe. It was 23 to,
well,
I believe.
I got 2 on the board. We'll have to check that. I think the official over here signaled three, but not the other one. Down low, Lawson, reverse lay-in, no good. Down the floor quickly. It's Allen. Allen takes a couple of dribbles and backs it back out with 27 seconds. I think the scoreboard is different in two different spots. Crystal Dangerfield, foul line jumper, no good. Rebound taken by Oakland. Oakland will have the last shot with 10, with 9, with 8, with 7, with 6, 5. Lawson drives, kicks it out. Eaglin for 3, no good. Rebound taken by Angel Allen, and there's your horn. It is indeed 25-20. Blackman leading Oakland here at the half. That was a 2 by Allen and not a 3, and they have the score corrected now on the scoreboard. Blackman 25, Oakland 20, and we're at the half. Hope you'll stay with us. When we come back, we'll have all of your halftime stats brought to you courtesy of Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography, and we'll continue State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships here on News Radio WGNS.
Seems like everyone's keeping it local these days. Why not keep your finances local too? First Bank offers Middle Tennesseans a full array of financial products and services, just like the big guys, with better benefits. When local people help local people, the entire community wins. Let us turn your financial needs into financial solutions. Visit any of our convenient locations or find us online at firstbankonline.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Feeling bad today? Rather stay in your PJs instead of a waiting room? Get in quicker to MMC Now locations by checking in online for an estimated treatment time at mmcnow.com. We have 2 locations in Murfreesboro, 2658 New Salem Highway, or 2042 New Las Casas Pike, and now open in Smyrna at 1630 Lee Victory Parkway. Get in quicker today. mmcnow.com for more information. You'll love waiting.
Hello, my name is Marianne Jimenez, and I'm an account rep for Franklin's Printing. I work with business people every day who are trying to save money on their printing costs. At Franklin's Printing, we know how to save our customers money and time on their printing needs. Have you thought about different ways you can save money on printing? Maybe you'd like to get some ideas from a professional. We have hundreds of customers who have saved money at Franklin's Printing. Call me now at Franklin's Printing. I'm Marianne at Franklin's Printing. Have a great day.
Have you been thinking about a new home? Ever thought about building? This is Betsy Maples Taylor with Clark Maples Realty and Auction Company. Visit clarkmaples.com to search Middle Tennessee property listings, upcoming auctions, and information about the Maples, a new community in Murfreesboro located on Manchester Highway, just 1 mile from Joby Jackson Parkway, offering a beautiful amenities center that will be surrounded by a swimming pool, tennis courts, ball field, basketball court, and playground, and homes built by local quality home builders. Visit clarkmaples.com for more information.
Have you heard about Market at the Mall but not sure what it is? Each month, Stones River Mall brings local farmers and artisans directly to shoppers. Join us from noon to 4 p.m. on the first Sunday of each month through March. Upcoming dates are February 1st and March 1st. Market at the Mall offers homegrown, handmade, and heartfelt goods from local vendors. Visit stonesrivermall.com/market for details.
Higher education in dentistry is available right here in Murfreesboro at Tennessee Professional Training Institute. If you've ever wanted to become a dental assistant, now is the time. TNPTI offers 3, 8, or 10-week courses during the day, night, or weekends. Tennessee Professional Training Institute is conveniently located at 1800 South Rutherford Boulevard, right beside Murfreesboro Dental Excellence. So start your dental assisting career today, but hurry, open enrollment is now. Call 631-8440. That's 631-8440.
Get to a better State Farm.
The Ideas Tees Between Game Show.
Raider Tees by Ideas Tees. 910 Ridgely Road, off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Blue Raiders fans' source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees.
Hi there. Welcome back. State Farm Print Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Bud Morris, located at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Bud Morris. Saw him yesterday right here at Murphy Center, 893-1417. John Ding is back with you with the halftime stats. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography. Blackman leading here 25-20 at halftime. Oakland had a 15-14 edge at the end of the first quarter, but Blackman had a little run. And then toward the end of the half, both teams got a little stale shooting, but Aaliyah Patterson came off the bench and put in 4 points to get Oakland to within five here at halftime. The scoring looks like this for Blackman. Crystal Dangerfield with 7 points. She has a three. Mimi Jackson has 5 points. She has a three. And the reason I'm mentioning this, I'll tell you in a minute. K.K. Williams, 3 points on a three. Jazz Bond with two. Alex Johnson has six. Angel Allen with two. For Oakland, Paris Lawson has 1 point. Aaliyah Patterson with four. Shelby Gibson with six. Angela Eubank with four. And Abby Wright has 5 points on the day. And the reason I mentioned about the threes, Oakland does not have a three in this ball game so far. And Blackman has three. So you put that together, you've got a margin of victory there, or a margin of a lead of five. So that's part of it, because mostly the stats are pretty even. Blackman had 13 rebounds to Oakland's 11. Blackman shot 40%, 10 of 25 from the field, three first bank threes. Oakland, 8 of 19 for 42%, no threes. Blackman, 2 of 3 from the free throw line for 67%. Oakland, 4 of 7 for 57%. Blackman with 3 turnovers and Oakland with 4. So actually, the turnovers have not been a real issue for Oakland. But I will say this, and it's always an interesting stat with Blackman, because the Blazers always, they had 25 shots to Oakland's 19. So that's 6 more shots than Oakland got. Also, points on turnovers. And Brian, I think you had it just a second ago. Points on turnovers today were 7. So that is a margin of difference right there at halftime, with Blackman leading it 25-20. Today's game is brought to you by Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpers by Osborne, Gill's Ace Hardware, Jerry Potts Car Care, Winners Trophies, Craig's Tax Service, State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. And there's no tomorrow. This is the championship game, and girls, want to remind you that Blackman boys will be playing on Wednesday of next week, and we'll be having more details about that, of course, at the end of this game today, and also on our website, goprimetimesports.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for the second game and the play-by-play story from Mr. Barrett himself as we continue with State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships on News Radio WGNS.
At the law offices of John Day, we represent people who've been injured and need our legal help. And it's our job to give them that help as quickly as we can. That's why we've opened a new office right here in Murfreesboro, to make it faster and easier for our clients to get the legal help they need. If you've been injured, we're not that far away. Go to johndaylegal.com and call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. The law offices of John Day, now in Murfreesboro.
I'm Beverly Barker with First National Bank of McMinnville, and I'm the Business Development Officer at the Murfreesboro Branch on Gateway Boulevard. If you know me, you know I'm absolutely committed to one-on-one banking relationships. First National Bank of McMinnville offers a great opportunity for that personal banking relationship I value so much. Give me a call at 893-1228 or come see me at 1708 Gateway Boulevard. First National Bank of McMinnville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. As a family business that's been in this community for 24 years, Samsung is a great product that we carry in-house. It has a lot of awesome devices, the Samsung 5. They have a new Note called the Note 4, so that's an awesome device to think about. Sprint by Cellular Concepts is your wireless provider for MTSU athletics. It makes sense to shop locally. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
No question about it, people need to get their flu shots more than ever right now. This is Rick Sane inviting you to come visit us at Reeves Sane Drugstore at 1801 Memorial. There's no sense in not preventing the flu when you can with a flu shot. We do 9 years old and up, all ages, at Reeves Sane Drugstore. And the great thing about it, too, most insurances will cover the flu shot now. This is Rick Sane encouraging you to visit Reeves Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building. And then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Leave winter in the dust and visit Bud's Tire Pros today. From March 16th through April the 12th, get a $50 or $70 reward card after submission when you buy a set of four new BF Goodrich brand passenger or light truck tires. Online at budstirepros.tn.com or call 896-TIRE.
I'm Kay Mitchell with Bud's Tire. We're on the old Woodbury Road down from the East Main Rutherford Boulevard intersection.
Offer expires 4/12/15. See redemption form for qualifying tires eligible for either the $50 or $70 reward card offer.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
The Ideas Tees Between Game Show.
Raider Tees by Ideas Tees. 910 Ridgely Road, off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Blue Raiders fans source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees.
State Farm Pred Sports on News Radio WGNS brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, DirecTV by Intersource, Evans Auto Exchange, Bud's Tire, Law Offices of John Day, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. And also, State Farm agent Monty King just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210. You're listening to State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships on News Radio WGNS. Our score, Blackman 25, Oakland 20, and we're about ready to get started with the second half. And with those starting lineups also is, of course, championship caliber broadcaster.
Where?
Down at the other end?
Way to ruin a great introduction.
Sorry.
Brian Barrett.
All right, John, we're about ready to get this second half underway. Couple of key stats. Somebody's going to have to pick up the slack here. Oakland's Hannah Eaglin, 0 for 7, shooting from the field. Oakland has struggled a bit, 8 of 22. They're 0 for 7 for threes. Also, points in the paint. Oakland with 16 points in the paint to Blackman's 10, and we already mentioned the points off of turnovers. Blackman with 7 of those.
Brian, good news. Ansel Eubank is back in the starting lineup that you're fixing to announce with that poked in the eye. Looks a little, maybe a little swollen, but it's the last game. Go for it, you know?
Well, they can fix it later. As long as it's not hanging out. I'm sure that's what she's thinking.
Well, okay. Man. You're cold, dude.
Well, it would take an act of Congress to get her out of there.
She's wanting in. But you can tell it's bothering a little bit, but doesn't look too bad.
Crystal Dangerfield, Mimi Jackson, K.K. Williams, Jazz Bond, and Alex Johnson. Lineup for the Blackman Lady Blaze. It's Paris Lawson, Ansley Eubank, Hannah Eaglin, Abby Wright as the shot is missed. And the last starter, Shelby Gibson. Oakland quickly down the floor. After the Blackman miss, we played about 30 seconds. The feed inside, they try to get it to Gibson, tipped away by Bond. Starting lineups in the second half for Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Loveless Fine Photography. I did notice that Gibson was walking rather gingerly up the floor just a moment ago. Bounce pass. They get it into her at her feet. She goes up, hustles her way in there. Johnson goes to the ground. Gibson gets the bucket.
They were very successful in the first quarter, getting it to Gibson. Not so successful in the second.
25-22, Lady Blaze. Baseline jumper. Good by Johnson.
Boy, when your center can come out and pop it like that, boy, that just really hurts you defensively. And Blackman, that's Alex Johnson, and that's part of her game that makes her so good.
She's the leading scorer with 8. High post, Gibson. Handoff to Paris Lawson. Jumper is short. Rebound, Bond. Jazz Bond. Down to Dangerfield, working the right side. No look pass underneath. Johnson rushed the shot. Missed it. And here comes Oakland. Eubank, right wing, drives from the right block. She's going to be fouled by Williams. And that is going to be KK's first foul, I do believe.
That was such a good move by Eubank. She has this little stutter step, and then her first move to the basket is strong, and the foul is the only thing that kept her from scoring.
Inbounds toss to Wright. Back to Paris Lawson, right side. Oakland moving left to right as we see it. Wright back out to Lawson. Tipped back from Dangerfield, right to her. Eaglin runs it down, now to Wright. Foul line. Kicks it out. Baseline jumper no good by Gibson. Deep rebound. Williams has it to Jackson. Behind the back dribble. Goes right side. Bounce pass down low to Bond. High off the glass, no good. Rebound, knocked away. And it is going to be Blackman's basketball underneath their basket. That's got some Oakland fans upset. Williams looks in and tosses to KK. Make that to Mimi Jackson. To Dangerfield, now back to Jackson. Left side in the deep corner. Bond. To Jackson, who takes it from left to right. Right wing, KK has it stolen away by Ansley Eubank. Eubank stops, goes up, is going to be fouled by Mimi Jackson, and that's her third.
Well, if I'm Blackman, I really would like, I would want to see them get the ball to Dangerfield just a little bit more. She's not getting enough touches, in my opinion. And they're really looking to go inside. That time, KK took her eye off the ball just for a second. Eubank drives down the floor. Here she is at the foul line.
Eubank's free throw, no good from the Toots free throw line. She'll have another. Toots, good food and fun. Wings, burgers, salad, seafood, and more with three local locations. Toots, good food and fun. Second free throw good. So she hit one of two from the foul line. And that's right what Oakland is shooting, about 50%, which has been consistent in the tournament. Deep right corner. Dangerfield for three. It's no good. Rebound tipped out by Jackson, run down by Bond, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Jazz Bond. It's her first. Allen going to come back into the game. Angel comes in. Bond goes out. 27-23 Blackman.
What Oakland has done a good job of is keeping Dangerfield from penetrating in the lane where she's so deadly. And they've done a good job of that.
Top of the key, it's Gibson over to Wright. Her three, no good. And Paris Lawson was going to go back up to lay it in, but stepped out of bounds. Bond comes back in. Out goes Jackson. Five turnovers. And we've got a media timeout here at the 5:20 mark of the third quarter of play. Blackman leads Oakland 27-23. As you listen, State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships on News Radio WGNS.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Right now, we have several adoptable cats and kittens waiting for their forever homes. We also have a selection of premium food to keep all of your animals healthy. And if you're looking for a pet to cuddle up with during these cold months, we have a variety of animals just waiting for you. Here at Animal City, we're here to help you with all of your pet needs. Come see us at 919 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Trying to stretch your paycheck a little further than last sometimes means cutting costs. Why not start with a discount double check? I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and I can help make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and I can help you get to a better state. 896-2013.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, a registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, gas, call Thompson Services.
for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Blackman works the ball down, tipped away by Oakland, and Blackman to inbound on the side court. They're moving right to left as we see it. Dangerfield to Allen, back to Johnson, now to Dangerfield left wing. 5 minutes to go in the third, 27-23. They pass inside, thrown away. Gibson picks it off. That's the fifth Blackman turnover. Four-point Blackman lead, Oakland's ball. Gibson takes one dribble back to Eubank. Now right side, Lawson. Lawson looking around. Gives it up to Wright. Wright to the foul line. Glides all the way in the lane. It's good. Abby Wright with her seventh point, her first bucket in the second half, and Blackman's lead is trimmed to two.
Well, they're not allowing Oakland any baskets now. Turnover, Brian.
Bond has it stripped away. Wright for the tie, missed it. Rebound, ball on the floor. An absolute war for it. It's going to be Oakland's basketball. State championship on the line here. The fifth meeting between these teams. Blackman has won the four previous matchups. But right now, Oakland hanging tough, trailing by two. And they have the ball. Eubank to Lawson. Lawson in the corner to Eaglin. Oakland, however, has not shot the three ball very well today. They're 0 for 8. They get it inside. Lawson tipped away. Picked up by Gibson. And the ball is rebounded by Blackman. Gibson may have gotten away with one there, too. To Jackson. Lob down low. Johnson goes up. Is fouled by Wright. She's going to get a couple of free throws. And just want to check, make sure that it is Abby. And it is. It's her first. First team foul of the second half. And she's going to the Prentice also heating and air free throw line to shoot a couple. The first toss is short. They combine proven products with highly trained technicians and offer you the highest quality products and services at competitive prices. 890-1311. Second free throw. Good. 9 points for Alex Johnson.
Both teams right now struggling shooting the ball. And I think Blackman's putting some pressure on to try to create some things.
Ansley Eubank takes it left wing to right. Now back out between the circles, Lawson. 3-point lead for the Lady Blaze. Screen set for Lawson. She takes it right side. Now to right. Foul line. Behind the back dribble. Gets past K.K. Williams and lays it up with the left hand. Boy, what a sweet move, Abby Wright.
Yeah, it went behind the back, dribble there to get open on the left block.
Blackman leads by one. Oakland has only led here in this game for 3.5 minutes. Ball tipped away and tipped out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Blackman, Oakland's basketball. Six turnovers for the Lady Blaze.
Boy, you don't see that happen much. Crystal Dangerfield, I don't think, had turned the ball over this whole entire tournament. So that right then,
that was the first one. And that's your point guard. Left side for three. Abby Wright crawls around, won't fall. Rebound deep. Hannah Eaglin going to pick up the loose ball.
Lawson with a great play, slapping that thing out of there.
Oakland resets. They trail Blackman by one. Eubank, the deep pass to Gibson. And the pass going to be thrown away. And Dangerfield layup. Oh, she's fouled. Paris Lawson knocks her to the ground. I don't think they called a foul. How in the world? I'm not trying to show favorites, but
she blocked that ball. Evidently got nothing.
Blackman's ball, however. Inbounds now, Crystal Dangerfield for three. It's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Bond has it. Bond, the pass out. A three by Jackson. Swish! Mimi Jackson, First Bank three.
Big three there by Jackson. Blackman really needed a shot. They missed their last five.
31-27, Lady Blaze. Eubank, right side, now top of the key. Gibson looks in, nothing there. To Eubank, now they feed down low. Right, double team, handoff pass left side, layup good by Gibson.
I don't even know how she got that pass off.
Down quickly, Johnson underneath, blocked by Wright. Loose ball picked up. And here comes Paris Lawson. Just listen at this crowd. Gibson in the lane. Pull up Jay. Short. Rebound. Put back. Yes. Shelby Gibson with 12. Tied at 31. Pass in the lane. Thrown away. Intended for Johnson. Here's Lawson. Oakland can take the lead with a bucket with 1:22 to go here in the third. Jennifer Grandstaff calls the play. Gibson looking down low, nothing there. Lawson pops back out right wing after the pass from Eubank. She brings it back out to near midcourt. Now over to Eaglin. Eaglin a couple of dribbles here to the right side. Bounces it inside, gets it to Gibson, double team. Forces it up there, no good, and then she's over the back for the rebound. That's happened twice in this game. Foul is Gibson's second, and hence the two fouls.
Good pass by Eaglin, but some really good defense by Johnson there. Just got her hands straight up, and really no place for Gibson to go.
Gibson tried to make something out of that that really probably wasn't there. 46 seconds in a tie ball game. Third quarter. KK Williams, baseline Jay from 10. Yes, sir.
Look, she has got such a straight shoot-up jumper. It's just really a beautiful thing to watch. She was wide open after the steal attempt by Wright.
Blackman by two. Oakland's ball with 27 seconds. And now a reach-in foul called on Dangerfield. That is going to be Crystal's first foul. Paris Lawson to inbound here on the near sideline. Lawson right here in front of us. Tosses it in to Gibson. Now gets it back from the right wing. Top of the key, now left side. Eaglin threads the needle, gets it up in there to Gibson. They're going to call jump ball as Blackman's basketball. That one was partially blocked, John, and when Gibson tried to then force it back up there again, they called the jump. So Blackman with a two-point lead and the ball, a bucket would be huge.
And again, really good interior defense by Blackman on that play.
8 seconds, Dangerfield takes it left side with 7 with 6 to Jackson. Now to KK Williams with 4 with 3. Bond in the lane. Johnson missed the shot, and there's your horn. The third quarter is in the books. The Lady Blaze leading the Oakland Lady Patriots 33-31 as you listen into State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championship game, girl style, on News Radio WGNS.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend Jamie, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares and with only crumble bits of pepperoni.
They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, Jamie. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, bro. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Whether you're a fan of the Volunteers, the Blue Raiders, the Vandy Commodores, or the Belmont Bruins, you know it all begins on the high school level. Lenny Farmer here again to tell you that over a century ago, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home had our beginning in Rutherford County, serving your family with compassionate funeral arrangements. Although we continue to update our methods of service, our compassion has not changed. Call Jennings and Ayers today at 893-2422 for your burial and cremation needs.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance.
We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. Ask us about no problem protection through auto owners.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Fourth quarter, the Class AAA State Championship on the line. Defending champion Blackman leading Oakland 33-31. What a great atmosphere. Murfreesboro definitely out for this one today. Oakland basketball. Eubank has it, top of the key. Gives it over to Paris Lawson. Now back to Wright. Pops out between the rings. Now Eaglin takes it from top of the key to the left. They go inside to Gibson. She goes up. And they're going to say jump ball. Blackman basketball. And that definitely does not please the Oakland crowd. Seven turnovers. K.K. Williams, deep right corner for three. No good. Rebound. Jackson. They're going to say Jackson foul.
She was not
four.
She was not in position to get that rebound. She kind of flew in there and made contact.
Mimi Jackson has been plagued with foul issues in this game. She has four fouls now and goes back to the bench. Angel Allen back in the game. And John, that takes away a three-point scoring threat. Angel is just not going to attempt as many shots as Jackson would.
Well, not that she couldn't, but she just doesn't. That's right. Not her style, really.
Wright has it, right wing. The bounce pass inside to Gibson goes up against Johnson. Johnson is going to pick up the foul and send Gibson to the free throw line.
Well, there's been a battle in there. The last three possessions down there, Johnson's done about as well as you could do against Gibson. Got two jump balls on there, and this time Shelby won the battle.
She's got a bloody nose, by the way. Johnson does, to prove it. Free throw missed by Shelby Gibson. She will have another one. They've hit about every other one. Shot it. Got it. 13 for Gibson. Blackman lead is down to one. We have been tied here recently in the latter stages of the third quarter. 7 minutes to go right now in the fourth. Blackman ball, K.K. Williams. Back over to Allen. Allen, right side to Dangerfield. Back top of the key. Allen takes it left side. Gives it off to K.K. Williams. And now they're going to call a reach-in foul on Ansley Eubank, who looks on and, with a very innocent look, says, me?
I think it's innocent? Okay. All right.
Three.
I think it was more like, what did you call that on me for?
Three fouls on double zero.
Well, she's played two and a half quarters with two fouls on her. Pretty good.
Driving baseline is Dangerfield. Swish. About an eight-footer there by Crystal Dangerfield. Somebody is about to go on a little bit of a run here.
Unbelievable and shot.
That may be the start for Blackman. Who knows? Eaglin in the corner to Ansley Eubank. Brings it back out front. Blackman leads by three. Uses a screen. Passes off in the corner. Three ball. Lawson, no good. Rebound, Angel Allen has it. Allen, ball on the floor. They're going to call a kick ball. It's going to be Blackman's ball. They say kicked by Wright. This has been an absolute slugfest. Allen to bring the ball up the floor.
Got a black eyes,
bloody noses.
Yeah, it's
Allen to Jazz Bond in the deep left corner. Dangerfield goes baseline, reverse lay-in, no good. Rebound, Bond has it, flips it back out. KK runs down the loose ball. Williams going to give it back over to Allen. 5:48 to go in the game. 35-32 Blackman. Couple of dribbles to the right. Now to K.K. Williams. Now to Johnson. It's cross-court pass to Allen. Back to Williams. Top of the key. Takes a couple of dribbles. Allen now to Dangerfield. Flips it back. Angel has it tipped away. Layup on the other end by Ansley Eubank. Foul. Allen made sure that Ansley was going to have to earn it from the free throw line. Two fouls by Angel Allen, and Steve Martin Construction free throws for Ansley Eubank. The Lady Patriots are 5 of 10 from the free throw line. Blackman has only been three times, and they're 2 of 3. Shot it. Missed it. There'll be another one. The Blackman lead is 3. Jackson coming back in with 4 fouls. She comes in for Allen. Shot it. Got it. Eubank with 6 points. 2-point Lady Blaze lead and the ball. Dangerfield to Jackson. Jackson to Johnson, top of the key. Now right side, K.K. Williams has it. Looking around. It's Dangerfield who has it now and brings it out near the midcourt circle. In the corner, K.K. Williams briefly open. Now pulls up for 2. It's no good. Rebound tipped up by Jackson. Ball controlled by Lawson. Put the pass out to Eaglin, and now back to Lawson. Oakland could tie with a 2 or a 3, could take the lead here at the 4:47 mark of the game. Lawson right side to right, drives to the left. She's going to try to go up against Johnson. Now turns, spins to get out of traffic. No good. Missed. Rebound and put back by Shelby Gibson. Gibson with 15 points, and we're tied at 35. This is the third tie of the game.
We're at that stage now. Every possession is going to be big.
4:16, clock rolling. Jackson in the corner to Dangerfield. Driving baseline. A whistle. No shot. They're going to call the foul on Oakland. I think right.
Eubank.
It is Eubank. And that is Ansley's 4th foul. So Eubank with 4 fouls. 4 fouls for Mimi Jackson. And a timeout on the floor. A media timeout. We're tied at 35 in this state championship game. You're listening to State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships from News Radio WGNS.
My name is Taylor Wright at T. Wright Properties Realtors in Murfreesboro. I've been in business for over 35 years, and we support all the local high schools, and I think they're doing a great job. T. Wright Properties is a company that does all facets of real estate, sales, rental, auctions, maintenance, and management. Call us for all your real estate needs. Visit us online at twrightproperties.com or at 895-9799.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Come on down to Toots Good Food and Fun. We have 3 locations here in Rutherford County to serve you, and at each one, you can try one of our delicious seafood baskets. We have fresh catfish, delicious fried shrimp. We also have fried clams, frog legs, and our house favorite, fresh, hand-breaded, and fried-to-order oysters. So come to Toots for our seafood baskets.
Good food and fun!
Higher education in dentistry is available right here in Murfreesboro at Tennessee Professional Training Institute. If you've ever wanted to become a dental assistant, now is the time. TNPTI offers 3, 8, or 10-week courses during the day, night, or weekends. Tennessee Professional Training Institute is conveniently located at 1800 South Rutherford Boulevard, right beside Murfreesboro Dental Excellence. So start your dental assisting career today, but hurry. Open enrollment is now. Call 631-8440. That's 631-8440.
If you've been injured in a car crash, you need our legal help. But you don't have to drive to Nashville anymore to get it. The law offices of John Day has a new location right here in Murfreesboro, so you can get the legal help you need sooner than ever before. Go to johndaylegal.com and then call us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you've been hurt, find our number at johndaylegal.com. Your call is free, your consultation is free, and there's no fee unless we win your case.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Blackman inbounds. We're tied at 35. Dangerfield, deep right corner, Johnson. Back out front to Jackson. Mimi takes a couple of dribbles. Between the rings, now left wing, K.K. Williams. K.K. clears out, goes left side to Dangerfield. She's going to go one-on-one in the lane. Jumper, no good. Rebound put back. Jackson won't fall. Got her own rebound again and laid it in the hole. Mimi Jackson with 10 now. Blackman back up by two. Oakland has tied this game a couple of times. Make that, I think, four ties in the game, but haven't taken the lead of late. Early on they did. Ball tipped away.
Dangerfield about, maybe one hand depth from scoring on that little almost intercepted pass.
They get down low, going up. Shot no good by Gibson, but there is a foul.
And that should be four on Alex Johnson.
Alex Johnson picks up the foul. That's going to put Gibson at the free throw line. Gibson with a couple of free throws here from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. The first one's good. .16 points for her. Fans Heating and Air, offering the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. Second free throw good. Tied again at 37. 3:10 to go. Driving right side. Dangerfield shot no good. Ball tipped around. Knocked away. And Blackman basketball. It's going to be Blackman to inbound. Just to the left of their goal. They do get it in. 3:02 to go in the game. It's tied. Right side, K.K. Williams. Back around the horn. Left wing, Jackson has it. Across court, K.K. Williams from the right side. Drives in there. Floater in the lane. Bounces three times and won't fall. Rebound, Gibson has it. Gibson to Lawson. Lawson looking left side to Eaglin. They feed to right. Now foul line jumper. Gibson, good! Shelby Gibson with the bucket, and Oakland takes the lead, 39-37, 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. First lead since the first quarter. A three by Dangerfield, no good. Rebound Oakland. Lawson has it. Lawson to right. They're on the break. Right goes up. Missed the shot. Out of bounds. Crystal Dangerfield knocking it off of right and out of bounds.
Might be the defensive play of the year right there by Crystal Dangerfield to knock it out and not get the foul.
Oakland 39, Blackman 37 with 2:14 to go. We've got a 30-second timeout here, John. And how about a final word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught over at Bob Parks Auction Company?
Well, from residential, commercial, multifamily property, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. Stan and Bob look forward to serving your auction needs. Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Blackman has led for 21 minutes and 53 seconds of this game. Oakland has led for 3 minutes and 42 seconds of this game. There have been 6 total lead changes, but most of that was early in the game, like first quarter, start of the second quarter. But Oakland has been hanging around, and here they are with a 2-point lead with 2:10 to go. State championship on the line. Dangerfield right wing. Back to K.K. Williams. K.K. left side. The three ball is up by Jackson. No good. Bond with the rebound. Flips it out. Dangerfield from downtown. Crystal Dangerfield. What a huge three. Blackman by one. Minute 47. In the backcourt. Ball knocked away. It's going to be Oakland's ball. What a classic. Ansley Eubank to inbound in front of the scorer's table. Flips it into the backcourt to Lawson. Back up to
Eubank. Eubank glides in the lane. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound. A war for it. Navy jerseys come out of there with it. Blackman ball. Jackson. Bounce pass over to Dangerfield. Turn. Spins. Baseline. Jay. Good! Dangerfield with the bucket. She's got a three, then a two. She's led him on a 5-0 run, and Blackman leads Oakland 42-39 with a minute 26 to go in the game on State Farm Prep Basketball. Stay with us. A timeout on the floor.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Each friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in credit. But with DirecTV by Entersource, it's even better.
We're going to actually add a $25 gift card to you for trusting us to take care of your friend.
Up to $1,000 from DirecTV and $250 from DirecTV by Entersource.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland's ball, they trail by three, a minute 25 to go in the game. Eaglin to Eubank, still in the backcourt. Blackman trying to at least take some time up defensively. Eubank to right, minute eight. Back to Lawson, right wing. You have to keep in mind, there's a kick ball. Keep in mind that Oakland is 0 of 10 shooting threes today, and they trail by three with a minute three to go.
And I'm not sure what the game plan is here, whether they're going to try to go for 2 points, get it within one, maybe press, then maybe foul. I don't know.
Could get an and one as well for a three-point play. Eaglin back to Lawson. Lawson looking inside. Nothing there. Blackman ratcheting up the defense. A pick. Lawson glides in right side. Blocked by Dangerfield, but there is a foul. Dangerfield picks up her second foul, and that is going to put Oakland at the line for two shots. That's the 19th foul, so Oakland will shoot two the rest of the way. First free throw by Lawson is good. Lawson with her second bucket of the day. DirecTV by Intersource free throws here. Don't call that 800 number. The number is 815-1800. The second toss is good. Blackman by one with 47 seconds. Jackson crosses the floor over to Dangerfield. Dangerfield with 40 seconds to Bond now. Bond to Jackson with 38 seconds. Blackman doesn't have to score. Over to K.K. Williams with 34. Oakland going to have to foul. And they're trying to foul Williams, and they finally do. With 29.9 seconds to go, that is only the fifth team foul, so Oakland may have taken too much time there.
Well, if you're Oakland, you want to try to steal the ball. Make a foul, but try to steal the ball in the process. Try to go for the ball, not necessarily the player.
Oakland takes a 30-second timeout here, John. We'll keep it and remind folks about some of our fine sponsors bringing the coverage today and State, all season long.
Several of them, Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, of course, State Farm, First Bank, T. Wright Properties, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, Tennessee Professional Training Institute, and Martin's Home and Garden, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, of course, always a vital part of these basketball games, and Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Bell Jewelers, Music World, Drummer's Den, and Stones River Mall. I could just go on and on and on with all the help with our sponsors this year. And we appreciate their coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships here on News Radio WGNS.
I want to thank everybody for listening in today. If you couldn't be here in this awesome environment, thanks for allowing us to bring you the game. And it's those sponsors that make that possible. Folks listening,
listening in online. Stuart Montgomery listening in from Orlando. Glad to have everybody with us today. Inbounds, Bond has it. Oakland went for the steal. Hand off to Dangerfield with 26 seconds. They're trying to get the ball from her. Dangerfield splits the defense. No look, down low. Johnson goes up. It's fouled.
Well, I tell you, great play on both ends. Blackman went for the easy layup. They found Johnson down low. All Gibson could do was foul, but that's what you got to do. You can't just let her go in there and get that basket.
Now it's going to make her earn it from the Toots free throw line.
And you will get the ball back.
That's true.
If you get the rebound, if they miss, of course.
Shot it. Missed it. So all Blackman can hope for here is to hit one of two. Alex Johnson at the Toots free throw line. They have three locations to save you money. Toots, good food and fun. Second free throw by Alex Johnson is good. And a timeout Blackman. Oakland leads 43-41. It's another 30-second timeout. Let's take it. We'll be right back. Oakland trails by two.
Have you heard about Market at the Mall but not sure what it is? Each month, Stones River Mall brings local farmers and artisans directly to shoppers. Join us from noon to 4 p.m. on the first Sunday of each month through March. Upcoming dates are February 1st and March 1st. Market at the Mall offers homegrown, handmade, and heartfelt goods from local vendors. Visit stonesrivermall.com/market for details.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Trey Helton, located at 2690 Memorial Boulevard between the Sportscom and DA. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Trey Helton, 890-0500. And don't forget, today's game brought to you by F&B Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Clark Maples Realty and Auction, Eyeshide Law Offices, and Sprint by Cellular Concept.
Everybody here on the edge of their seat. Great crowd. This place is packed to the rafters and have been entertained in a heck of a game. Blackman 43, Oakland 41 with 20 seconds to go. Oakland's ball, length of the floor to go. Eubank to trigger it in. State championship on the line here. Paris Lawson. Lawson comes here to the near side. Passes over there left side to right. Back out to Eubank with 10, with 9. They work it inside. Gibson goes up. Blocked. And the rebound going up is Wright. She's fouled with 4 seconds. Abby Wright is going to the free throw line here.
Talk about a huge rebound.
Foul is on Bond.
You get the pressure of hitting two free throws.
And Oakland on the day. The free throw line is 11 of 18, 61%. Shot it. Got it. Abby Wright with 10. And a timeout. Blackman will step aside here as well for just 30 seconds and return on News Radio WGNS. Blackman leads 43-42 with 4 seconds to go. Abby Wright with another free throw to possibly tie it when we come back.
Spring is just around the corner, and the folks at Martin's Home and Garden are here to get you ready. They have all of your early garden needs, such as potatoes and onion sets and other cool season crops coming soon. Now is a perfect time to start mending your garden soil. Try using Martin's blended topsoil, which combines rich topsoil and mushroom compost to give the plants that extra boost. Visit them on Northwest Broad Street across from Demas's, online at martinshomeandgarden.com and Facebook. Martin's Home and Garden, where beauty and quality meet.
State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We have local sports news, photos, broadcast schedule, podcast, online listening, and more at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Keep up with your favorite local teams on our website. I'm getting nervous, Brian.
Well, there is no bigger free throw that Abby Wright has taken in her high school career. She's 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Steps to the line now. Her team trails by 1 to Blackman with 4 seconds to go.
Shot it. Good. 11. 4 seconds. Blackman with three, with two, with one. Dangerfield to midcourt. We're going to overtime. Blackman and Oakland tied at 43 after regulation. 43-43 in an instant classic here between Blackman and Oakland for all the marbles. Coaches will have a moment to regroup here. Both coaches kind of talking to their assistants right now to lay out the game plan for this extra period. Keep in mind, Mimi Jackson and Alex Johnson playing with four fouls for Blackman. Ansley Eubank with four. Shelby Gibson with three for the Oakland Lady Patriots. Going to overtime, 43-43. We'll be right back, and we'll have the overtime tip as we continue State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, guys, Little Caesars has hot and ready pizza for $5.
Yeah! I like that! Yes!
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a three-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars, home of the $5 hot and ready pizza, proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Mapco.
Pizza, pizza.
Hello, this is Jimmy Evans, owner of Evans Auto Exchange. Do you need a good used truck? I've got over 100 in them in stock. Prices from $5,000 to $15,000. I got virtually every make and model. See EvansAutoExchange.com on the web. That's our name, Evans Auto Exchange, then.com. You'll be glad you did. Bring your trade in and come see us at 2240 Northwest Broad. That's the old Neil Sandler building.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton. You're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
4 minute overtime here as we're tied at 43. Blackman and Oakland in the state championship game. Ball tipped, controlled by Oakland, finally. It was tipped around about three times after the center tip. Right in the corner. To Lawson. Around the horn. Oakland gets it to Eubank. Now Eaglin between the rings. Bounce pass in the lane. Going up is Gibson. Good. Shelby Gibson now with 21 points.
They just keep going in there. They want to get Johnson that fifth foul, and they're just pounding that lane.
Feeding the beast. Oakland leads 45-43 in overtime.
Shelby will appreciate that, you know, beast thing.
Jackson in the corner, Mimi, or KK Williams, the three ball, no good. Rebound, right to Bond for the lay-in. Went through two Oakland players there before Bond picked it up and laid it in the hole. We're tied again at 45.
Big play, Jazz Bond having to be at the right place at the right time.
Oakland's basketball now, under 3 minutes to play in the OT.
Blackman in the zone, starting out this overtime.
Right, bounce pass. They get it down low to Gibson. Goes up, blocked by Johnson. Boy, Johnson with four fouls to do that. My goodness. Jackson drives right side, goes up. She is hammered, and the foul is on Shelby Gibson. That's four fouls on Gibson, and free throws upcoming for Mimi Jackson.
Well, now that evens that out. Both post players with four fouls now.
Mimi Jackson with two shots. The first one, no good. She's shooting Prentice Allsopedegan air free throws. Middle Tennessee's first choice. A prompt professional, cost-effective heating and air. 8-9-0-13-11. Second toss for Jackson. No good. Missed them both. Rebound! Crystal Dangerfield comes out of there with it. It was tipped to her. Blackman basketball tied at 45 in overtime. 2.5 to go. They flip over to Williams. Right side. Deep corner. Ball knocked away by Abby Wright. Johnson is going to check back in. They're not going to let her in here now, though. Williams to Dangerfield. Back to KK. Right side. Back between the rings. Jazz Bond over to KK Williams. Tied in overtime at 45 in the girls' championship game. Mimi Jackson to Dangerfield, left side. She brings it back to between the circles. Now takes it straight away, top of the key. Backs back out now, 2:05. To Mimi Jackson, a handoff pass to her on the far side. They work it now left side. K.K. Williams going to explode. Baseline goes up. Good, but it's an offensive foul. Taking her punishment is Abby Wright. K.K. Williams picks up her second foul. Mia Greatrex was in for a moment for Johnson. Johnson comes back in now.
You can see that play building when Williams drove baseline. It is really hard to get the baseline and get a free rein through it.
Ansley Eubank passes off and gets it back. Oakland and Blackman tied. A minute 42 in the overtime to go. Lawson looks around, surveys. Back to right, top of the key. Dribbles. Back to Lawson, top of the key. Left side to Eaglin. Back over to Abby Wright, looking in. Takes a couple of dribbles behind the back. Goes up with the left hand. What a move. Abby Wright, 13. In the lane, Crystal Dangerfield with the Beatty J from about six.
Two back-to-back great moves, one by Wright, one by Dangerfield. Awesome.
We're tied again at 47, minutes six to go. Who will be the girls' state champion from Rutherford County this year? Ansley Eubank, left side for three, no good. Rebound, Blackman has it with 52 seconds. Down the floor, Mimi Jackson burns it down low. Johnson missed it. Got her own rebound. A war for it. Whistles everywhere. Bodies fly, and I think they may have tagged Gibson with the foul. And if so, that is the fifth. And that is the case. Shelby Gibson is going to foul out here with 43.6 to go in the overtime.
I'm not sure when that happened because the ball had already gone out to front court again, and I didn't know the whistle had blown. Evidently, it had. Maybe they didn't hear it. But big blow for Oakland's chances here with Gibson out of the lineup.
Allen coming in for Bond. Aaliyah Patterson is going to come in for Shelby Gibson, who is fouled out here in the overtime. Meanwhile, at the free throw line is Alex Johnson. Johnson to shoot two free throws to break this overtime tie. Shot it. Missed it. It was 1-1. I apologize. Rebound, Oakland. Ball tipped away. Dangerfield, and now re-stolen by Lawson. 35 seconds with 34-33. Here's Eubank driving the lane. Drives in there. It's good. And there is a foul.
Found that little crease, and Eubank with that little jump start she's got, she just went through it and put it up on the layup, and then that got the foul to go on top of it.
The foul is on Angel Allen, her third.
Brian, I know it's historic that it's two Rutherford County teams, but this might be one of the best finals in girls' state history.
Eubank for the and one, good. A three. Point lead for Oakland with 27 seconds. Mimi Jackson rubbing off a screen. Are we tied?
Yes, sir!
Oh, my! Mimi Jackson drains a three, tied at 50 in overtime. Unbelievable! 21 seconds left in the OT. Wow. What else can you say? 50-50. Let's take a 30-second break.
Yeah, you better go to break and calm down.
Let's bring over the oxygen. We'll be right back.
The time is now.
An absolute estate auction will take place at 2867 Buckeye Loop Road in Lynchburg, Tennessee, on Saturday, March 21st at 10 a.m. A tractor, a car, farm equipment, antiques, and much more will all be auctioned off. Again, this is an absolute estate auction, Saturday, March 21st at 10 a.m. in Lynchburg. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
Bob Parks Auction.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Taking pride in getting our athletes back on the field, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. And our State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships continue. We're tied at 50-50 in the first overtime. 21 seconds. Oakland's got the ball. Set it up for you, pal. Bring it home.
Did
somebody.
You really say that? The first overtime?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, just in case.
Length of the floor to go for Oakland. 20 seconds. Lawson in the backcourt. Dangerfield defending. 13 seconds with 12, with 10. Lawson bobbles it. Lawson got to give it up and does to Ansley Eubank with 6, with 5. Eubank going to drive, backs it back out with 3, with 2. Bounce pass to Patterson. Shot up. No good! It rolled around the rim and fell away. We're going to overtime number 2. Oakland and Blackman tied at 50-50. We'll be right back and continue State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships here on News Radio WGNS.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's 5th annual Bald in the Borough. Whether you decide to shave your head, volunteer, or donate, it's an easy and fun way to raise money for a very serious cause, like a walkathon, but without the blisters. Bald in the Borough event is scheduled for March 13th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. To find out how you can be involved or to donate, go to baldintheborough.com. Come on and be a hero.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland principal Bill Spurlock tweeting, "My life insurance is paid up, but this is ridiculous." That's how I feel. The tip is controlled by Oakland. Overtime number 2. Paris Lawson, Eaglin now left side. Eubank has it. Hannah, they feed inside to Patterson, and traveling after kicking it back out is Eubank. That is 9 turnovers for Oakland. And remember now, Oakland playing without starting center Shelby Gibson, who fouled out with 43.6 left in the overtime. On the drive, it's going to be Dangerfield fouled by Eaglin, I think. Nope. Not Eaglin, it's Lawson. And that will put Crystal Dangerfield at the free throw line. Well, we knew that these two teams were awfully close this year, this 5th meeting. 1-1, the first one good by Dangerfield. This 5th meeting going into now its 2nd overtime with 3:35 to go. Blackman edges out by 1. Another free throw, and this one, good. 18 for Crystal. Length of the floor to go here for Oakland. Bringing it here to between the rings now, left side is Eubank. They're moving left to right as we see it. In front of a huge crowd here. Eubank right wing now, way out here. KK Williams guarding. Popping out is Eaglin. Between the rings now, left wing, it's Lawson. Back to the top of the key, Eaglin, now right side from the wing spot. Eubank uses a screen, now passes off, stolen away. Mimi Jackson, she's got the numbers. Can she lay it up with the left hand? Yes. Mimi Jackson. Mimi Jackson now with 15 points, and that's 10 Oakland turnovers. 2:45. A 4-point Blackman lead. It's now a 2-possession game. Oakland, if you're an Oakland fan, cannot afford
to not score on this possession, I would think. And Oakland, Jennifer Grandstaff, going to talk about it. We'll step aside as well. Blackman up 54-50, 2:35 to go in the overtime on News Radio WGNS.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Trey Helton, and I'm that State Farm agent. 895-0500.
Get to a better State Farm.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Lonnie King, and I can help you get to a better state. 220-2210.
For over 70 years, my family has trusted Roscoe Brown for all our heating and cooling needs.
Live better with the Mitsubishi Cooling and Heating System from Roscoe Brown.
Call Roscoe Brown.
Individual room controls allow you to improve the efficiency of your entire home.
Roscoe Brown.
And no duct work is required with the Mitsubishi system, so installation is quick and simple, like Norman Brown says.
At Roscoe Brown, we fix frozen pipes and cold houses.
I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland inbound, 2.5 to go. Lawson, left side, back to Patterson. Glides in the lane, right side. Jumper good. Went all the way in there to score the bucket. That was a huge bucket for Oakland.
Certainly was. Cut the lead back down to 2 now.
It's a one-possession game, 2:10 in the second overtime. Williams, top of the key, passes back over to Dangerfield, right side. They're going to work for an open shot here, looks like.
They may hold it and force Oakland to come out of this zone they're in.
Yeah, Oakland in the zone and have been in it most of the game. K.K. Williams back over right side. From 25, no good by Jackson. Rebound, Lawson has it. Lawson down the floor. 2-on-1, she's the one. She's fouled by Mimi Jackson. And Mimi Jackson is fouled out of this ball game. With 1:42 to go in the second OT.
Well, she hit a big bucket before she left. They kept this game alive for Blackman, and now they have the lead. Oakland with a chance to tie it here. And, Brian, I've seen just about everything in this game. It's just a remarkable basketball game. Here's Leah Patterson. Leah Patterson coming off the bench has just scored a big bucket in place of Shelby Gibson.
This has been a game of little mini runs. The free throw good by Paris Lawson. Lawson, by the way, is now 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Hits this one as well.
They've hit their last 10.
Tied at 54.
And now this keeps Oakland from having to come out of that zone, at least for right now.
Tie ball game, 1.5 to go in the second overtime. 54-54, Blackman's ball and Angel Allen with the ball between the circles. K.K. Williams right side in the deep corner, Johnson. Back over to Allen, deep right wing. Left side, Allen.
I think they'd love to get something in the middle with Dangerfield.
Johnson in the deep right corner. Nothing there. Williams drives. Now kicks it back out to Allen, left wing. 1:05 to go. Johnson in the right corner. Back to KK. They burn it underneath. Bond open for the win.
Nice feed there. Nice look by KK. And a good way of getting open was Jazz Bond.
56-54. Blackman with 47 seconds. Eaglin between the rings, left side. Eubank looking inside. Looking around now, motions for help. Has Lawson come back with 36 seconds. Lawson's got to give up the ball, and Oakland takes a timeout. They want to talk about it here. 56-54, Blackman leading Oakland in the second overtime with 33.5 seconds to go. Oakland's ball when we return on State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships.
Feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. Brian, it's all yours.
Well, right now the scene is Blackman leads by two. It's Oakland's ball with 33.5 seconds. Wright having trouble getting it in and finds Lawson. Lawson trying to work it down to Patterson. Johnson guarding her. Can't get it down there. 27 seconds. Lawson brings it back out front. Passes over to Eubank. Top of the key. Now right side. Abby Wright. Wright backs in. Nothing there. Lawson fakes the shot. They get it down low. Going up. Patterson blocked. Rebound. And we've got a foul away from the ball called on Oakland. They call the foul on Patterson, I think. Nope, it's on Eubank. And that is Eubank's fifth foul. That was away from the ball. 12.9 seconds in the second overtime. Ansley Eubank fouls out of the game, putting Angel Allen at the free throw line. Angel Allen has not been to the free throw line today, is one of one from the field with her 2 points. Coming into the game is Deja Boyd. Eubank going out to applause here from the Oakland fans. What a war today. At the line is Allen. And now the officials have to have a conference here about something. Not sure there's a clock issue, possession error, or what.
Well, that was unfortunate for Angel because she was ready to throw it up there.
Free throw. She's got two now. First one's good. All right, so if you're a Blackman fan, that puts them up by three. A three for Oakland could still tie. This is the free throw of the year for the Blackman Lady Blaze. Shot it. Got it. Angel Allen with two big free throws with 10 seconds. Eaglin bringing it up the floor with 9 with 8, with 7 with 6. A handoff pass to Wright. Pulls up for three. It's no good. Blackman basketball with 1.9. Oakland's got to get a steal. Listen to this crowd. Jazz Bond to inbound. Bond does lob it in. Crystal Dangerfield holds it. There's the horn. And in double overtime, in a Rutherford County Classic, the Blackman Lady Blaze go back-to-back, defeating the Oakland Lady Patriots 58-54 in double overtime. We may never see this again. What a game. The heart and soul out here from both of these teams. Rutherford County, you should be proud of what just happened here on this floor. Remarkable.
And it took Angel Allen, one of the smallest players on the floor, to ice the game for Blackman. What an effort, though. We've had so many big plays. You come up with player of the game, I'm out of it. You come up with it, I'm out. You're going to come up with the player of the game.
I'll tell you what, some long faces for the Oakland Lady Patriots, but I'm telling you, don't hang your heads. What a game. Blackman a victor in overtime, make it two overtimes by a final of 58-54. And maybe the best part of it, the prayer circle in this place is quiet for that. What a great game. The Blackman Lady Blaze are back-to-back state champions. We'll take a break. Come back. We've got the presentation of awards This basketball finalist will be announced here as well. Lots to do when we jump into the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show on the other side of this short timeout. Stay tuned.
Have you been thinking about a new home? Ever thought about building? This is Betsy Maples Taylor with Clark Maples Realty and Auction Company. Visit clarkmaples.com to search Middle Tennessee property listings, upcoming auctions, and information about the Maples, a new community in Murfreesboro located on Manchester Highway, just 1 mile from Joby Jackson Parkway, offering a beautiful amenities center that will be surrounded by a swimming pool, tennis courts, ball field, basketball court, and playground, and homes built by local quality home builders. Visit clarkmaples.com for more information.
Eyeshide Law Offices, providing all clients with professional legal representation and competent legal advice.
Hi, I'm Lisa Eyeshide. If you have legal family matters like child custody, child support, or divorce, we can help. If you need a will or conservatorship or criminal defense, we can handle that as well as most civil matters.
Eyeshide Law Offices, 131 North Church Street, just off the square.
We are proud to support high school athletics in Rutherford County.
Eyeshide Law Offices, 896-7660.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Get unrivaled customer service.
We had a customer watching the UT Florida game, and they moved the TV outside and messed something up, and they had a patio full of people wanting to watch the game, and they called me in a panic. I drove on out there. We got it working. It's just those little things that make the experience better.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Caring is being there for your family, healthy and full of energy. Breathe it in. Take a long walk or run. Build a snowman or throw a few snowballs. Don't let these moments slip by. With over 20 specialties, nearly 80 doctors, and hundreds of attentive administrators, we're here for you. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 65 years of caring for the heart of Tennessee. mmclinic.com, 1272 Garrison Drive.
Get to a better State Farm.
Next, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show.
When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join the WGNS Primetime Sports Team.
We are back after the double overtime thriller, Blackman Lady Blaze defeating Oakland today, 58-54. John, one of my favorite tweets that I just read from Randy McClellan, who is an Oakland teacher and Oakland student those many years ago. Yeah, I'm kind of dating you there, Randy, but he said, great effort, no losers today.
I would second that quite confidently. It was just a tremendous effort by Oakland, and Blackman withheld the challenge, and they're the state champs, but right, really, no losers today. And I think those two coaches have kind of feel that way, too.
Here in the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, as we open things up, we're going to do something a little unconventional, I guess, because it's not every day that Miss Basketball finalists are handed out here. Loveless Fine Photography picks a player of the game, and John, I don't know how you pick one in this game. Crystal Dangerfield did hit a couple of big buckets. She had 15. Mimi Jackson had 15. Shelby Gibson, I mean, she had 21 points for her team today. I really don't know in a game like this how you pick a player of the game. There will be an MVP in this one. I would be shocked if it's not Dangerfield. But Alex Johnson has just been introduced. Crystal Dangerfield being introduced here for the Class AAA. Miss Basketball, and here's the announcement.
Crystal Dangerfield from Blackman High School.
Crystal Dangerfield, Miss Basketball from Blackman High School. And John, I know Alex Johnson probably would have liked to have won that, but this is a program win right here. Last year she was nominated, and of course Alexa Middleton from Riverdale was the Miss Basketball winner last year. But to be a finalist and two from the same team, what does that say about your program?
Yeah, and Alex is the type of player, I don't think she'll think that much about it, really. I think she's just happy to win it, and she knows what college she's going to, and she gets a nice big plaque. And congratulations to Crystal Dangerfield, who really is the engine that gets it going, you know, for Blackman. So it's kind of hard to deny that. Congratulations to both girls, and particularly Crystal Dangerfield.
Well, let's take another quick break here so we can write down the all-tournament selections. That's your Loveless Fine Photography Player of the Game. I'm going to cheap out here on it.
Are you really?
And let Crystal Dangerfield receive that honor for being named Miss Basketball.
I wish we could name them all today.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back here, and we'll give you the All-State Tournament team in just a moment. Mimi Jackson just introduced. Back in a second.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
My name is Taylor Wright at T. Wright Properties Realtors in Murfreesboro. I've been in business for over 35 years, and we support all the local high schools, and I think they're doing a great job. T. Wright Properties is a company that does all facets of real estate: sales, rental, auctions, maintenance, and management. Call us for all your real estate needs. Visit us online at twrightproperties.com or at 895-9799.
Friends, in the last 17 years I've been prearranging funerals, I've had many persons tell me, "Mr. Farmer, I should have done this 20 years ago." Once they discover how easy the process is and how much money they will save by prearranging, it just seems to make sense to have it done. You may be considering the need to lock in your cost for you and your family, so why wait? A famous old pastor once said, "It's never too late to do what's right." And I agree. Call me, Lenny Farmer, with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home at 893-2422 and see just how right it is.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den. Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we've got a great lesson program for all ages and all levels. Tom Seymour is our instructor on guitar, bass, and keyboards. He has a degree in music composition from the University of Georgia. Learning here, it's learn as you go and have a great time. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Get to a better State Farm.
It's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Same day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
Free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
All right, time for us to jump into the all-tournament team selection. I want to say from Loveless Fine Photography, our players of the game, they salute our players of the game. Today they're going to salute the all-tournament team and the Miss Basketball announcement there. Creating timeless portraits for over 30 years, the official senior photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. Check out action photos from the games at lovelessphotography.com. Photos you'll be proud of for a lifetime, friends. Trust me on this. 890-1558, lovelessphotography.com online. John's got the announcement of the all-tournament team.
I do, Brian, and Mimi Jackson from Blackman. It was Abby Wright from Oakland, Shelby Gibson from Oakland, Crystal Dangerfield from Blackman, K.K. Williams from Blackman, Paris Lawson, Angela Eubank from Oakland, and Alex Johnson from Blackman, and the MVP was Crystal Dangerfield as well. So that is the AAA All-Tournament Basketball Team. And, of course, you mentioned earlier Miss Tennessee Basketball was Crystal Dangerfield as one of the finalists there. And she wins the trophy. Got a lot of announcements coming up here, and Jennifer Grandstaff getting an award. And also, I think the Blackman cheerleaders did as well. I want to acknowledge them for their good work.
The Lady Patriots from Oakland High School finishing.
Now the
second-place trophy is being presented to the Oakland Patriots. Kind of bittersweet for them, but they can hang that high because they have nothing to be ashamed of today after their performance. Although it was a loss in an overtime, two overtimes, they have nothing to be ashamed of. And what a great great run they had, really, starting with the district tournament, the region tournament, and then here in the state tournament as well. And now they're presenting, as you can hear the crowd reaction, the state tournament trophy to the gold ball, you might say, and it is gold, to Chad Hibden, the second year in a row for the Lady Blaze of Blackman. And I know that was a big goal of Chad Hibden's too, Brian, to get that trophy again, because some of these girls, some seniors on the team, Alex Johnson, I know he wanted to get them that trophy one more time.
Well, I don't know. We have covered many of these state championship games, and like I said, we've been spoiled by it. This year, I was kind of torn because, you know, I'm glad that both of them made it to the championship game, but that meant one of our local teams was not going to win the state championship. But how greedy does that sound?
Yeah, really. I mean, but you're right. I mean, I just am amazed at what a tremendous game it was.
Yeah.
Not the fact that Oakland was going to surprise us. I really felt like it would be close. But, wow, the battle and the heart by Oakland and Blackman, and the shots. There was a couple of shots when Abby Wright went down the floor, reversed, did a dribble behind her back and went up to the left block and scored. And then going right down the floor was Crystal Dangerfield on the return. She does basically the same thing. And Mimi Jackson with that big long three. Shelby Gibson's performance all day in this tournament. K.K. Williams, Jazz Bond had a big basket. All of them had a big basket at some point in this ball game. And then Angel Allen hits the two free throws to ice it for him. Just really, congratulations to the Blaze. Congratulations to Oakland. State champion coming out of Murfreesboro again. The Blackman Blaze, runner-ups Oakland. But, well, I know Chad Hibb has got to be proud of his group because he withstood a lot today.
Oh, yeah. His team took a lot of blows. Oakland should be awfully proud of their effort, and I'm sure Blackman is. In double overtime, Blackman a winner, 58-54. John, I guess we better get to stats real quick, hadn't we?
Let me do that, and we'll start, first of all, with the scoring for Blackman. It was Crystal Dangerfield leading the Blaze with 18 points. Mimi Jackson had 15. K.K. Williams with 5. Jazz Bond with 6. Alex Johnson finished with 10. Angel Allen with 4. For Oakland, Paris Lawson had 5. Aaliyah Patterson had 6. Shelby Gibson with 21. Angela Eubank had 9. And Abby Wright finished with 13 points on the day. Team stats look like this. For Blackman, they had 28 rebounds to Oakland's 21. Blackman shot 22 of 55 for 40%. They had 6 threes in this game. First bank threes, 6 of them, folks, in this ball game. Oakland 19 of 45 for 42%. They had no threes. Blackman 8 of 14 for 57%. Oakland 16 of 22 for 73%. Blackman with 9 turnovers. Oakland with 10. You just about couldn't get it any closer in any category. In shooting and rebounding, free throw line, Oakland had an advantage quite a bit. But other than that, it was pretty much dead even. Oakland led 15-14 at the end of the first quarter. 25-20 was a Blackman lead at halftime. Blackman 33-31 in the end of the third. And then tied at the first end of regulation, 43-all. Tied 50-50 after the first overtime. And Blackman hangs on and wins it 58-54 in two overtimes. Those stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography.
John, that's going to about wrap up our coverage here. Just want to remind folks that we'll have boys state tournament coverage coming up as well this next week, as the Blackman boys are here to defend their state tournament championship from last year, taking on the Maryville Rebels in round one, plus Conference USA tournament action as well here on the radio. So the hoops is not over yet.
No, it's not. And I'm not leaving out. I'm not doubting that Barry Wortman, whatever they do,
I'm telling you, you never know about Barry Workman. So, and the Blaze have been here before, which is another important factor. They've been here 3 or 4 years, and there's some of them that, you know, Isaiah Hart's been here a lot of times. So, got to help that. That's going to be in their favor a little bit too.
Absolutely.
I know one thing. WGNS will be here to support them, and we'll be on the air on Wednesday. I guess I will, unless you fire me.
No. I think,
Brian, by the way, you did a great job on the play-by-play today. And, boy, I tell you what, if you're anywhere in a car listening to that game, you had to be just awed by the performance by both of those two squads today. And, again, I personally want to congratulate Blackman and their victory today. And I'm out of here.
All right.
I'm tired.
Couldn't ask for a better wrap-up here to the weekend. And, John, we'll see you for some baseball on Tuesday, weather permitting, and state tournament on Wednesday, boys style. And appreciate your help this weekend.
All right, Brian. Thank you very much.
All right. For John Dinkins here with me today, for my producer back at the station, and that is Kyle Starrett. Appreciate his hard work. He's been at it for a long time this morning. And to all of you listening out there, that's why we do it, and it's because of the sponsors that you hear that make it possible. And we want to thank all of you for listening in. Our final today in double overtime, Blackman 58, Oakland 54, Blackman back-to-back state champions. So long, everyone, until the next time we meet at the game.
Get to a better State Farm.
Prep basketball on WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Primetime Sports Team on WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps. And always at the game. A game.